Most of the time we're dealing with uncertainties, yeah. But we're constantly creating the reality that we experience based on how we show up and what we're focused, what perception or beliefs and experiences miss to move into uncertainty that we're showing up with.
Welcome to Business Profound, where our mission is to help leaders like you maximize your performance, both within yourself and in your team. If you're an executive who's ready to face the toughest challenges in the business world head on and learn how to overcome them successfully, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Karen Tax, a former computer programmer who has lived through the worst of corporate America, from crippling mistrust to straight-up corruption. I've seen it all. And out of the ashes of that phoenix, I've since dedicated my life to guiding leaders and entire organizations through some of the worst drama and into their best selves.
So I heard something recently, time being the greatest asset. And,
absolutely, right? And it's important.
Well, actually, time is not an asset at all. It's actually our focus. And that was like really kind of mind-boggling for me.
Right, right. Yeah, well, that's one opinion. And another way to look at it is, yes, that kind of focus is important, but what's even more important than focusing out there is the focus that you're coming from inside of yourself. Am I in a calm, open, connected, centered place, or am I actually in a fearful, agitated sense of urgency or never doing enough? If I'm coming from that, that's what I project out, and that's what I see out there. And so a way more effective thing to do is to pay attention to what you're focusing from in here, inside of you.
So you're saying focus is still important. Am I being focused externally or am I being focused internally?
Right. Yeah. And so just keep in mind, it's not an either out there or in here kind of thing, right?
It's a both and,
and there's a constant feedback loop that's going on between how I'm showing up and what I experience in the world. So again, if I show up tired and anxious about something that's happening at home or fearful about what's happening with the business, I'm projecting that out into the world. So I want to focus from a sense of clarity and calm and experimentation and, oh, it's uncertain what's going to happen out there. Yes. I mean, to move into uncertainty that we're showing up with here inside of ourselves. That's way more important. And then we can play with the focus out there and get very specific about where we focus our attention.
So are you saying that the internal focus is the primary point?
Yes. It is the primary source, the primary point, because that's what you have control of. You have control over here, but you don't have control out there very much, really. Most of us just don't. So this is where our locus of control can be. And even that's a little bit, to say that is a little iffy. Like, it's really allowing yourself to be with the flow of life and energy that's here. I'm not going to get into the detail of control here because that's for another conversation, but it's more about allowing than controlling. But what you can do, what you have the ability to handle is more powerful here inside of yourself than it is out there.
The Business Profound podcast is hosted by Karen Tax. Check out our Define Your True Self course at IMX.1 to learn more about creating business profound success for yourself and your organization. This podcast is produced by me, Molly Yim, Sabrina Renee Kinkle, and IMX. On behalf of all of us, we thank you profoundly for listening.